you relentless on this. This is what the streets crying out for.
That's it.
Preserve the culture. Keep it moving. What is the difference between the palm and the fist? When the palm is open, does the fist not exist? Or when the fist is clenched, ready to harm, does it mean that you no longer have a palm? No, palm and fist are part of the hand. But even deeper, they're part of what you understand. There is no palm or fist. Your perception of your hand movements is calling it this. Palm and fist doesn't exist, but they do when your hands is used like this by you. So try to look at words while you cooking the herbs. Look at the birds. Is that a bird? A B-I-R-D-S? Is that what it is? Is that what's building its nest? That's not all of it. A B-I-R-D-S is what we calling it. But really, what is a bird really? Look past the word symbols to see the bird clearly. Hear me, if you never name yourself, you are forever subject to everyone else. Your name is your nature, it makes you lower or greater. I'm not a hater, but you'll see later. So back to the palm and the fist, overstand. The palm and the fist are symbols of the hand. It's what the hand is doing, not what it is. The doing is the effect, the cause is what it is. So what is it when you live by the definitions of what others give? Living the history of what others live. You like a kid, I mean a goat, being led to the slitting of your own throat. Well, for many there's no hope. It seems like they up Schitt's Creek without a boat.